it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, we'll see about that. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Deck. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. I'm fighting a case of laryngitis, but we're going to get through this today, I promise you. Little sips of coffee in between, so, you know, a little dead Bob every now and then, but I promise you we will get this done. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, configurations, and ways, yeah, I said that, that you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It all starts with your device, whether it's an Android, a laptop, a tablet, even a good old-fashioned PC like the Commodore 64. Well, you can sit and you can get all the various different programming here on the network. First, you can go to our website, just click on the Listen Live button, and there we are. But with that being said, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, you know, you're in your car, you listen to satellite radio. Whether you're heading to the gym, whether you're heading, you know, to work, or even on vacation, because it's getting to that time of year, starting to thin out on the roads a little bit, and all that kind of good stuff. People are taking some time. School's almost out. School is out in certain areas down south, so people are starting to vacay a little bit. And if that's the case, and you're enjoying yourself, well, hey, get you some Spano and Black here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But most important for us is the American Forces Radio Network. Those guys and girls protect us domestically and overseas, no matter what, no matter where. They're away from home. And if this gives them a little bit of a taste of home as they go forth in their day doing their tough job, well, that's what we're all about here on Spano and Black. You know, we've been to Army and Navy. We love those kids. They love us right back. Most important thing to us on the American Forces Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to set the table. I'm going to give you 2 hours of cross fingers holding out the voice, and we'll set the table right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Indeed. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 at Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. Breaking news in the world of sports. Hank Williams Jr. back on Monday Night Football. Yeah, that's right. Are you ready for some football? Hank's going to be bringing it back, all his rowdy friends. Yeah, indeed. Well, it's not the lead story, maybe. But, look, anybody who didn't like Hank didn't get the whole point, you know? Hank Williams Jr., oh, my God. How fun is that? Hopefully they can prop him up. But that's cool. That's fun. Thad Matta, not so much fun. Out. As coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes. And this does matter, and it is serious. Look, the coaching profession takes a toll on anybody who's in it. And bad stuff. And, Thad Matta, a very good coach, a winning coach, early in his career was able to recruit athletic director Gene Smith. Just basically dropped the axe suddenly. I mean, they were 2 months late on this. I mean, as the end of the NCAA basketball season got there. I mean, you look at it, Archie Miller, not on the table anymore. Brad Underwood left Oklahoma State University. You think he would have been interested in Ohio State for the right price? Yeah. Most of the hot coaching candidates are gone. Now, this is not to say that Ohio State will not get a good coaching candidate. They probably will. It's Ohio State, after all. But I don't get the timing. The press conference itself was bizarre, to say the least. Thad Matta there, choking up at times. Gene Smith basically saying, look, this isn't the guy for the job anymore. He hasn't been able to recruit and draw top-level recruits to the university. And don't forget, this is the guy that got Jared Sullinger. This is the guy that got Greg Oden. This is the guy, that has been able to recruit people to that school. They went 17-15 last year. They missed a tournament the last 2 years. Boom, Thad Matta out the door. And he goes gracefully. But the inference was that because of his health, and this is a young man, I mean, he's 50, 51, 52, that it had gotten to him to the point, his health, that he had to go because he couldn't perform the responsibilities of the job on the sidelines every week. But again, you know, don't forget, this is a guy that brought, you know, the aforementioned people that I talked about, D'Angelo Russell, Mike Conley Jr., Daquan Cook. You know, these were big-time five-star recruit guys. And it was bizarre. It was surreal. As I said, the reporter that asked Thad Motta later on in the press conference, you know, do you think you'd still be there if you were 100% healthy? Yeah, probably. I don't know. But, you know, even in that particular moment and there was no response from Gene Smith, who was sitting on the dais as well. And this is where, how awkward was that? He could have backed him up. This is the guy that, you know, they were hand in glove with each other. And you look at the success of the program until Mata's health started to decline. Gene Smith could have said, yeah, he'd be our coach. But the problem is right now, he can't endure the rigors of hopping on the plane, going to California, going to Chicago, going to New York, going wherever, and recruiting that big-time prospect. He's sending his minions to do it, which is all well and good. I mean, a lot of coaches have recruiting coordinators that set everything up, and then the head coach goes in and closes the deal. It's not uncommon. But in the case of Thad Motta, he was his own best recruiter. He could go in there. He could get it done in the living room. He could close the deal. And he was bringing big-time guys to Ohio State. Well, he hasn't been able to do that the last couple of years. And, you know, when you look at that overall picture with him, I guess ultimately that's what did him in. But like I said, the problem I had with that circumstance right there was Gene Smith basically just sitting there sipping his coffee, hanging him out to dry. And didn't care for it. Didn't like the way it looked. I mean, I don't know who they're going to go after. You know, Tom Crane's out there. Mark Few will be gone after, I guess. But pretty awkward. You know, I don't know how it's going to play out. They have good guys on that roster. It's not that they are devoid of talent. They have some pretty good big men. But they don't have that dominating guy on the roster, at least not yet, that can get it done for them. You know, Trevor Thompson never evolved into what they thought he was going to be. He's a good player, but not an offensive guy. Rebounds, block shots. Don't know how it's going to play out. And I felt bad for Motta. I really did. You know, like I said, he's had this relationship with Gene Smith for a long time. And Gene Smith basically just hung him out to dry. And, you know, look, I would go on the assumption, since Thad Motta was a first-class recruiter, and, you know, I mentioned the guys, that if he was at 100%, he would have been able to recruit better than what he's been able to do over the last couple of years. But, you know, the last five-star that they had was D'Angelo Russell, who left after 1 year. He was a one and done. And he's a guy that probably should have stayed. But, you know, with that being said, if you can't draw, and he does usually win the in-state stuff, but if you can't draw outside of the state, that's a death sentence in college basketball right now. You got to be able to get these big-time guys, get them to come in. It's the Ohio State University. You know, I don't want to say that the basketball program was ever on a par with the football program. Far from it. But Thad Matta always made noise with that program. They were always in the NCAA tournament. One would say underachieved. All right, maybe. That's fair. But it's tough to get to the top of the mountain. And Thad Matta, I mean, you know, he's nobody ever questioned that the guy's a good coach. All of a sudden, he's horse manure, and he's out the door. Maybe leave of absence would have been better. We're going to tap on the brakes. We'll pick this up on the other side right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Yeah, pretty much. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA is the host of this diseased show. Yeah, I'm fighting a cold right now. But Thad Matta out at Ohio State. And, you know, here's a guy, and I'm sorry, I misspoke. He looks 60. He's 49. I mean, my God. You talk about being worn out quickly. And he described in his press conference that the post-game duties that all coaches are needed to perform of sitting in front of a microphone and taking the same idiotic questions from the same idiotic reporters over and over again to talk about the either loss or win of that particular evening, that he was late getting there because he was curled up in a ball either in his office or in the locker room, and he couldn't stand up. He couldn't get his shoes off. He couldn't get his pants off. I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy. Naismith National Coach of the Year, finalist in 2003. You know, his first year he goes in, they're ineligible on probation, but finish 20-12. Don't go, win the Big Ten Championship in 2005-2006. Gets Greg Oden. Got to the national title game. Lost to Florida and Billy Donovan. One of the great moments of all time, because he was a big gum chewer. Screaming at the refs in the game at Wisconsin 2006-2007. Gum fell on the floor. He put it back in his mouth, continued chewing. You know, they had their share of upsets. You know, lost to Siena in the first round back in 08. On 09, sorry about that. 2010-2011, man, they were 29-2. Lost in each regional to Kentucky, who went on to win a national championship. You know, this is a guy that's had success. Now, they did let him resign, but in reality, he was fired. 49 years of age, completely burned out. Physically, probably mentally too, but physically. Overall record, you look at 2010, 2011, 2012. In the 2010-2011 season, 34-3. Actually, go back even a year before that, 29-8. Two Sweet 16 appearances in those years, Final Four in 11-12. Elite 8-13. But then the health issues started kicking in. And you think about that. 49 years of age right now. At 45. Back in 2013-2014. And look, this is not to excuse the fact that they struggled. But round of 64 in 13-14. Round of 32 in 14-15. Then in 15-16, they go 21-14 overall, 11-7 in the conference, which was not good enough, even though they were over 500 in the conference to get into the NCAA. And they go into the NIT where they lose in the second round. And then last year, the first sub-500 that he ever had in conference, 7-11. Tied for 10th. Like I said, they had some issues. But again, you know, could he coach my basketball team? Hell yes. But I think the bigger question is, what kind of price are these guys paying? And again, Gene Smith, who I have zero respect for, he just comes across as a puppet of the administration there. I mean, Urban Meyer runs sports at Ohio State because it's football, football, football. But, You know, you look at it and you say to yourself, if at 49 years of age, this guy is burned out, it raises the question, what kind of demands are put on these guys in a 24/7, 365 environment? And that's what it is. And I'm not going to feel sorry for him from the aspect of he's very well financially compensated. Guy's worth $12 million. And I'm sure there was some kind of buyout. They didn't discuss it. But, you know, 49. The guy looked like he was in pain sitting on the podium. And what does it tell you about the win-at-all-cost mentality? You know, Gene Smith didn't say at the podium that, hey, you know, we could have made it easier for Thad on a day-in, day-out basis, because he couldn't. You know, would have been dishonest. He's got to recruit against the rest of the guys in the 12 teams in the 10, Big Ten. And it's not easy. You know, Michigan's always tough. Illinois now. We'll see how that plays out. Indiana, of course, has been a traditional powerhouse. They got a new coach. It chews people up and spits them out. I mean, hell, you think about, you know, the various different coaches in various different sports that burn. I mean, just flat out burn. You know, stories are legendary. The coaches that sleep on the floor, coaches that never see their families. Coaches that have, you know, a lot of family strife. Kids that get in trouble, you know. There's been a couple of coaches that have lost their kids to drug abuse. Now, you know, I did find this interesting. And Gene Smith focused on it. And I had to find out a little more 411 before I was able to comment on it here. But, you know, he talked about Thad's inability to get the recruits. Now, Jalen Gill, Emory Jones, for their class of 2018. But as of right now, their 2018 class is number 2 in the country. Interesting. Nope, wrong. Say about the numbers, that's not it. Never mind. Nope, he hasn't been able to draw it. Took me to a football site. Never mind. But, hey, you know, it's if you can't get them in, you're not going to win. And, again, this kind of points directly at the one-and-done guys. And when you think about it, it's part of what we were talking about the other day when Adam Silver made his State of the State address. I mean, you know, D'Angelo Russell has struggled in his time so far in the NBA, but came out as a one and done directly to the Lakers. He had the BS incident with Nick Young. He had to put up with the end of Kobe. You know, these are things that had he stayed and matured a little more, perhaps he would be having more success at this point. He's showing you flashes. And this isn't to say that D'Angelo Russell's a bust, because he's not. We don't even know yet. But here he is. He's going to be going into year three, where he would now be going into his senior year at Ohio State. And, you know, look, I mean, I'm realistic. He wouldn't have stayed for all 4 years. But let's just say, for the sake of discussion, he had stayed that third year. D'Angelo Russell this past year probably would have gotten Ohio State to the NCAA tournament. You know, but one and done will do you in, especially if you don't have that vast amount of recruits to back it up. And at least as of right now, Thad Matta didn't. We're going to step out. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. Don't go anywhere. I'm Bob Black.
Hey there. Here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6/7 through 6/14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Do you love golf, boxing, soccer, wrestling? Then sign up for the podcast from your favorite sport and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the best programs directly to your computer every week, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button. You'll never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Nip it in the bud.
Well, we could do that. Welcome back to the attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto. Yeah, well, let's see. I'm looking at the recruiting here. Braxton Beverly, Dane Goodwin, who has said that he will continue. Justin Ahrens, who's a 3-star. Dane Goodwin's a 4-star. They're not drawing him. He was, Thad Matta was actually talking to a JUCO recruit. And as of right now, for their 2017-2018 class, They've got Braxton Beverley, who signed, and Dane Goodwin, who is verbal, but said he's still there. That's, you know, that's hard. That's hard. And he was literally, I'm sorry, he wasn't a JUCO guy. Potential transfer from Louisville when it came down that he was being fired. Well, that's going to do a little damage, isn't it? Jay Henderson, who's also looking at Wichita State, Providence, ODU, WKU, Western Kentucky. Who was a walk-on. Yeah, he was at St. John's. I thought he was there. Wow. I mean, it's hardcore stuff. Cutthroat. Cutthroat. And I mean, look, you know, what are you going to do? Nothing you can do. Dick Vitale's already spoken up, saying that Tom Crane should go there, which is probably not a bad direction to go in. But the big question, and, you know, Gene Smith made the comment of, we're going to do a nationwide search and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. But I look at the timing on this, and I look at the fact that, you know, here you are a couple of months removed from March Madness and the college basketball season. And all of a sudden, boom, he's gone, which makes me believe that they have their guy lined up. You know, I mean, Archie's at Indiana now, so it ain't going to happen. You know, I'm looking at the carnage of what happened with his recruiting classes. No, I mean, you look at it, and I found this interesting because, believe it or not, these little university websites are way more tied in a lot of times than the big time newspapers and sports websites. And this one called Bucknuts, which is, you know, a pretty nice website actually, but Ohio State dedicated. He's talking about Billy Donovan or Fred Hoiberg. Now, Donovan, I don't think would move. But Freddie? We know he can recruit. And we know he can coach on the collegiate level. And they would have beaten Boston this year. But Chicago's a mess. Sean Miller at Arizona? I don't think so. Shaka Smart, unless he's already fed up with the alumni. But I don't know that, you know, going from one alumni hotbed to another would necessarily be a right move. But they could reach back into the Xavier coaching pool and go after Chris Mack, which to me would make some sense. Been there, done that, got the finals appearance. You know, it they can't go too long. Because like I said, even though Goodwin has said he will stay, they at this point they cannot afford to lose him. And you know, he's a four-star, and he's an in-state guy. Now, you know, that, and let's be honest about it, that pulls a lot of weight. You know, Dane Goodwin, he wasn't Mr. Ohio, but he's a big-time recruit. 6'4 shooting guard. And he's been committed to Ohio State since 2014. So, you know, think about that. He was a freshman in high school, a sophomore in high school, when he committed. Fifth best overall player in the state. And his fellow running mate, Justin Ahearns, is a small forward as well, also an Ohio guy. So like I said, it you know, Thad was not losing the battle in Ohio, but he was losing it outside of Ohio where he had to travel. And, you know, again, whoever comes in as the next coach, there's some young size on the team. A couple of freshmen that go in at 6'9", you know, 250. Skill set, well, we'll find out. But I would have imagined that this would have been a bounce-back year for Ohio State. Strange timing. Strange timing all the way around. But we'll see how it plays out. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, they were trying to come up with what went wrong for Thad Matta. I mean, overall record 337-123, 13 years. And again, many more successes than failures. And, you know, again, you go to these high-profile schools and it starts to happen. The health is really the issue here. And you know, part of that, too, and we've talked about this many times, but usually involving age is where it works against you in the living rooms. And what I mean by that is when coaches, the legendary guys, the Bowdens, the Paternos, you know, in basketball, they tried to do it against Wooden. It didn't work. Dean Smith, to a certain degree, it's now starting to happen with Roy Williams, who's, you know, getting up there. Krzyzewski, who's 70 years old now. You know, they recruit against it. How long is this guy going to be there? So do you want to play for a guy that isn't going to be around for the long term, which sounds so damn weird for a guy that's 49 years old? But as Gene Smith said, and accurately so, if you can't recruit, you're not going to be able to win. And what happened was there were some that just didn't flat out pan out. And again, I'll give credit to Bucknuts here. Going back to the 2011 class, the number sixth, the sixth overall class nationally and number one in the Big Ten, the names Shannon Scott, Amir Williams, LaQuentin Ross, and Sam Thompson, all top 10 players at their positions coming out of high school who ended up being nothing on the collegiate level. And then they had the defections, Mickey Mitchell, A.J. Harris, Daniel Giddens. Jaquan Lyle gets arrested in Evansville. So literally, that entire recruiting class in 2015 no longer existed on the team. You know, Now, some would point at Mata and say, why didn't they improve? You know, maybe that is accurate. You can point at the coach. I don't necessarily buy that because most of the guys come in to the NBA pretty well prepared. But, you know, ultimately, that's where it broke down for Thad Mata. Right there. And when you start dipping into the JUCO ranks, it's usually for one of two reasons. Your recruiting classes aren't coming up to snuff. Or there's been a coaching change, and the cupboard was bare when you came in. So you had to go after some of these JUCOs who some are academically challenged, some, you know, just flew under the radar for a little bit and evolved their games later on. And it's just how it plays out. But, you know, I feel a little bit for him. On the other side of the coin, you know, they've got time to get the right guy, hopefully. Guys, it ain't going to be Archie. All right? Please. It's probably going to be Tom Crane. And if not, they may reach outside into the pro ranks. And speaking of college basketball, the last five-star in 2017 very unexpectedly commits to Louisville. Brian Bowen, over Michigan State and Arizona. Everybody thought they were the last two finalists for this kid. This kid's a player. UCLA was in the mix. Texas was in the mix. You know, big, athletic, small forward, 6'7", buck 94. Sweet jumper, inside, outside. And considering that, you know, Donovan Mitchell's going into the NBA and Jalen Johnson went in early entry, this is a nice pickup for Rick Pitino. Unexpected, but nice. Well, we'll tap on the brakes here, wrap it up with any other college basketball news, and move on to bigger and better things in the world of sports in hour two. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984. And has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Welcome back to the Attack. Clown School 1 right here. Yeah, other news. And this one kind of flew under the radar, but Paul Krebs, who's on the NCAA Tournament Committee, is going to be replaced because evidently he liked using public money to pay for a golf trip in Scotland in 2015. And he may be facing legal charges. You know, it's amazing to me that these guys just never learn. And they think that they're going to be able to just fly under the radar and get away with it because of who they are. He is now, quote unquote, retiring on June 30th. This comes on the heels of Jim Stirk, who was San Diego State's AD, who took the job at Missouri in 2016, and he was therefore forced out. Mitch Barnhart, you know him from Kentucky, is on there already, you know, so Stirk couldn't serve because the SEC was already repped. And that's always the problem with this, but, you know. You know, Dan Gavitt, Dave's son. I feel bad that Paul's retiring because he was not retiring. He's probably going to jail. Let's be honest. Give me a break. I took public money to take boosters on a golf trip to Scotland. Dip into your own pocket, you sorry sack of... And you can't buy a pizza for the kids. Stupidity. Well, that's it for hour one of the Attack. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity after I gobble a couple of throat lozenges and sip a cup of tea.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will not assert executive privilege regarding James Comey's scheduled testimony.
after many Democrats expressed great concern that the former FBI Director James Comey would be prevented from testifying before a Senate panel this week. President Trump's spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders making the announcement at the briefing yesterday that the president will not be blocking that testimony when Comey's expected to be pressed about conversations he did have with President Trump that could have involved the growing Russia investigation. The two proprietors of an Oakland warehouse where a fire killed 36 people in December now face criminal charges.
My office has filed felony criminal complaints against Derek Almena and Max Harris.
The DA announcing the charges of 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter against the two. This is USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when your old reliable laptop is more old than reliable, it's time. When regular mail is faster than email, it's time. When you can open only one application at a time, and it's the calculator, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest tech at great prices. And now save up to $200 on new Dell laptops with Intel 7th generation processors. Staples, it's pro time. N6317 while supplies last.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, sit. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This move by officials in Seattle, Washington, has many saying the nanny state's alive and well in the Pacific Northwest. Mark Mayfield explains.
The city council voted yesterday to start taxing sugary drinks as a way to get people, particularly children, to cut down on the unhealthful stuff that they put into their bodies. The tax will add almost $1.20 to a 2-liter bottle of soda. The 1.75 cents per ounce tax that takes effect next year will apply to sports drinks, energy drinks, and fruit drinks, as well as sugary soda pop. It won't apply to diet soda, baby formula, weight loss drinks, and 100% fruit juice.
Still in mourning in Orlando, Florida, after a former employee goes back to the business he was fired from in April and stages a shooting rampage, killing five of his former coworkers.
At least one of them he had a negative relationship with, but he was certainly singling out the individuals that he shot.
The sheriff says John Robert Newman Jr. then took his own life. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Reports that relations are growing a bit tense between Attorney General Jeff Sessions and President Trump. Here is correspondent Joe Gomez.
Unnamed White House sources tell the New York Times that Trump is blaming his attorney general for his lack of success in defending his executive order restricting travel to seven major Muslim countries earlier this year. Trump said in a Twitter post, "The Justice Department should have stayed with the original travel ban, not the watered-down political correct version submitted to the Supreme Court."
Many New Jersey residents appear to be a bit overwhelmed as they vote in a primary today for someone to replace Governor Chris Christie. Scott Pringle has more.
There are 11 Democrats and Republicans to choose from running for governor.
Way too many names on the ballot.
Cullen left the polling place here with names on a crumpled up piece of paper.
Do you mind me asking who you voted for governor?
I remember.
Can't remember?
I wrote down everybody. Too many names. Raymond Linsky.
That would be Lesniak.
Yeah, that's the one.
So you vote for him. Another guy tells me he was so focused on the local races, he forgot to vote for governor. In Parsippany, Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
And New York City's announcing the safest month of May in over 20 years, as Mayor Bill de Blasio credits community policing for the crime rate declines there. There were 24 murders last month, but that's a 25% drop from the 32 murders recorded in May of last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there.
career. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
No question about it. You're taking the words right out of my mouth right now. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Cindy Roberto, Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. The affiliates all around the country. Good stuff there. And if you're listening to us west of the Mississippi, south of the Mason-Dixon, north of the Canadian border, well, you know, look, we love you guys. You know what it is. We're all over the place. We're like a bad disease. We just keep spreading. But that being said, for us, it's all about radio on the go, various different ways, devices, platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn. You know, look, everything, like with most radio in this business, it's all fluid. Some of these platforms are, you know, just wonderful entities. Some are struggling. They're all trying to bring you the best content that you can possibly get and try to get it your way. Because in today's day and age, it's no longer a traditional 9-to-5 world. It is for some people, but not for most. A lot of people working from home, a lot of people working on the go, a lot of people working nights. You don't have the chance to just necessarily tune in your radio and sit there and get you some Spano and Black, although you absolutely need to. You know, you can go there, you can click on the Listen Live, you can archive. You can pull down bits and pieces, you can get the entire content. That's the beauty of it. And whether you're on an Android, an iPhone, a watch, a PC, a laptop, yep, you're right there. For us, most important, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, hey, they're in Europe, they're in the Middle East, they're in Japan, they're in Korea, they're all over the place. And even domestically. You know, they're protecting us. They give me the right to do this. Not always easily done. And on today, June 6th, the anniversary of D-Day, let's remember them. We'll tap the brakes and step out for a second.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You want to take a chance on that?
Yeah, well. Still here, not running out of gas just quite yet. Bob Black. Sonny Roberto at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Trying to keep the frog out of my throat. I'm telling you, there ain't nothing worse than a summer cold. Nothing. I don't even know how I got it. Although the weather appears to have been funky. Cold, hot, rainy, dry. A lot of rain. You know. New York, we ain't going to have a drought up here this summer, let me tell you. Not at all. But, you know, today's D-Day. And for those of you youngsters who aren't familiar, we hit the beaches at Normandy on June 6, 1944. Started the true invasion of Europe, although we were already in Italy. And from this point on, when they were able to secure the beaches, the war in Europe was essentially over. You know, it took another full year to get it done. But, you know, there was a lot of subterfuge. It was a lot of planning and forethought. They had to squeeze it in with the weather. You know, the five beaches, Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juneau, and Sword. They put 24,000 troops on the beach right after midnight in the brightness of the moon. And, you know, you think about it in today's technological world. Today it would be, you know, easy to detect, easy to throw them back into the ocean. For the Allies, everything had to be perfect. The phase of the moon, the tides, time of day. which made it that only 2 days per month, perhaps three, were doable. And eventually, you know, they were going to, it was going to leak out what was going to happen. Getting the cooperation of all the allies, all that kind of stuff. I mean, we talk about it here a lot, about how American Forces Radio and the guys and girls and, you know, you get choked up a little bit when you see these kids and knowing that they put it on the line, but it was really no different than what went on back in June of 44. There were kids, 17, 18, 19-year-old kids, 20-year-old kids, led by men who were teaching school or selling insurance or, you know, driving a truck. Before that. But they had one mission in mind, and that was to overthrow the greatest evil that had ever been on the face of the planet up until that point. And they managed to do it. So, you know, if you're wandering around today and you go into one of those restaurants where some old guy's sitting there with a hat that says World War II veterans, because there's not too many of them left. Go over and say hi. You know, say thanks. Not too many left. Says now, I'm trying to get the number up here. Yeah, living veterans who served in World War II is to about 500,000 left, dying at a rate of 372 a day, and the average age is now 90. Hard to imagine. I mean, when I was a kid and I was growing up, I knew my dad was too young for it. He served in Korea. But, you know, I knew other dads for kids who were older than me. You know, and it really all it had to be was about 5-6 years older than I was, who had served in World War II, you know? And now it's starting to come down to that point. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's German veterans who have served who are not included in this count, because it seems the site I'm on, it seems like it just involves people who were involved in the attack. But, you know, you think about the numbers being under a million, you know, 500,000 now. And when they're dying at that rate, within a decade, they'll pretty much all be gone. So, like I said, if you're out and about, and even if it's, you know, not necessarily World War II vet, you happen to see a guy that, you know, is wearing one of those hats or whatever the circumstances are, give them a pat in the back, give them an attaboy. Because not too many of them left. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Taking it back to the real relevant stuff, sports. Yeah, okay. You know, look, the war, the war machine. This is interesting. The ex-MMA fighter has been sentenced to life in prison. Kidnapped, beat, sexually assaulted his porn actress ex-girlfriend. I remember the story at the time in 2014. And beat the hell out of the guy that was with her. He'll be eligible for parole in 36 years when he's 71 years old. Yay. You know, and he tried to compare himself to Aaron Hernandez and his troubled background, and you know. Amazing. And the girl, Christine McKinney, is talking about how he, you know, he gets out in 36 years, he's going to kill me. The porn star, Christy Mack. You know, I'm not a porn dude, but just saying. This is what we talk about now, you know, not hard to reconcile that with talking about World War II, but yeah, Christy Mack's a good looking woman. Nobody should be threatened regardless of what your career choices are. But, you know, this piece of garbage was walking the streets. And his ego couldn't handle the fact that she didn't want to be with him anymore. Good stuff. Fine stuff from the world of sports. You really can't make it up sometimes. You really can't. But anyway, he's going away. That's a good thing. And, you know, hopefully he'll die in prison. Yeah, I said it. Get over it. We're going to step out, tap the brakes. When we come back, better stuff from the world of sports. Don't go anywhere. I'm Bob Black.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0000. 800-288-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And, you know, we go from the ridiculous to the sublime. Couple stories caught my eyes. you know, in football, and again, when we talk about the fact that college kids who get the scholarship and why should we pay them, it's worth X amount of dollars and everything else. To just give you an idea sometimes on how transient things could be in the world of sports. You know, I was joking around early. Hank Williams back for Rowdy Friends with Monday Night Football. But, you know, Jeremy Maclin cut by the Kansas City Chiefs. And there's a guy that is starting to get to that target range. And we talk about this with running backs all the time. But believe it or not, football receivers are starting to fall into that category too. And what I mean by that is, you know, here's a guy who is 29 years of age, been in the league 9 years, pretty darn good receiver for the Eagles, good receiver for the Chiefs. He had injuries. You know, last year was tough. 12 games, 44 catches. But evidently, the Chiefs thought, well, time to move on. And I'm telling you that chronological age had something to do with it. You saw it with Victor Cruz up here in New York. When wide receivers get into that 28, 29, 30-year of age thing, unless they are just exceptional wide receivers, They start to lose that little half step. They don't get that burst off the line of scrimmage. The injuries start to take the toll. You saw with Megatron. Now, he still had it, but he also recognized that his body was starting to betray him and that perhaps it was time to move on, and he made that decision to get out. Jeremy Maclin, he didn't do it on his own accord. They cut him loose. And I mean, all the things that weigh in, injury, age, cap. You know, he was due to make $9.75 million in base. You know, these things, it's a cold-blooded business. I mean, you think back in 2015, 1,000-yard receiver. But what's noticeable, and part of this, and legitimately so, will be put on Andy Reid's offense and the arm of Alex Smith. But the yards per catch, when he had his previous 1,000-yard year in Philadelphia, where he had 1,300 yards with 15.5, his 2015 year was 12.5. Now, I'm not going to put that on Jeremy Maclin. I am going to put that squarely on Andy Reid and Alex Smith. This year, the yards were pretty much the same, the average, 12.2. But he was only in 12 games and had 44 catches. And, you know, projecting that, he only would have finished with about 60, 61 anyway. had he played the full year. So they make the decision in Kansas City to move on. And, you know, look, I find it curious to a certain degree, but I get it to a certain degree. It seems as if Kansas City, you look out west, I mean, that division is Oakland's for the taking. If Derek Carr comes back off the busted leg and he's able to perform how he did, it's going to be Oakland's division. Denver will have to have one of their quarterbacks, one of their young quarterbacks, make that next real big step forward in order to compete. And I mean, look, they'll compete. They're a very good defense. They still have weapons on offense. But I mean, compete for the title and be a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Kansas City is going through an interesting transition here. And you think about who they've lost, who they drafted, who they're trying to replace, how they're looking to adapt to today's National Football League. I mean, they're putting a lot of faith in Travis Kelce and Tariq Hill to get it done. And, you know, like I said, cap-wise, I get it. Age-wise, I get it. But honestly, if you're a Kansas City Chief fan, you're kind of conceding the season. And, I mean, that's harsh. But to me, what I'm seeing here is that you're kind of conceding the season. Your number one wide receiver is Tariq Hill, who's a gimmick guy. And Chris Conley's your second receiver. From there in, you know, it's a bunch of guys that nobody's ever heard of. Some of them may develop. Your running backs are the perpetually injured C.J. Spiller and Spencer Ware. You know, Spencer Ware showed that he could run, but he ain't no Jamaal Charles. Defensively, they're still there. But they also cut ties there. Poe gone. You know, they bring in Benny Logan. They have to have a lot go right. You know, in the draft, they bring in Patrick Mahomes. And he's the heir apparent. Alex Smith certainly not happy about that. All Alex Smith does is win football games. Year after year after year. You know, not the biggest arm. As the number one overall pick, he never evolved into the Super Bowl winning quarterback, but you could win a Super Bowl with him with the right pieces around it. But I think Kansas City is just looking at the roster as constituted right now as not a Super Bowl winning National Football League roster. And I mean, it's harsh for Kansas City fans because with Denver being down and San Diego being down. And let me tell you, San Diego is going to surprise a couple teams this year. I'm telling you that right now. I'm telling you. They're going to surprise some teams in this league. But Kansas City's kind of, they're trying to do it on the fly. They're trying to rebuild. They're trying to get their new franchise quarterback in place and still stay competitive at the same time. And that's probably the toughest juggling act in professional sports. is to make it happen while you're trying to rebuild. And I don't know that they'll be able to do it. But like I said, this caught me a little bit by surprise. And I guess, you know, when you look at it, and I'm trying to pull their draft up here, so bear with me for a second. I can understand why they're trying to do it. Now, my question would be, is Patrick Mahomes going to be the guy that changes the philosophy of Andy Reid? Because dink and dunk with Patrick Mahomes goes completely counter to everything that Patrick Mahomes can do. He's got the biggest arm probably in the National Football League. And that's why he was intriguing to teams, why he moved up from being a third-round guy and a second-round guy into the 10th overall pick. You know, you look at the rest of their draft, Kareem Hunt out of Toledo, he's going to be able to contribute. Jehu Chesson, we'll see, fourth-round guy. I wasn't thrilled with their draft to start out with. I understand why they went with Mahomes, and I thought it was bold. And I thought it was something that, you know, I really had no problem with them jumping up there to do that. I want to pick it up right there on the other side because, like I said, rebuilding on the fly, not always the easiest thing. Let's tap on the brakes. We'll go for a commercial. I'll be right back. I'm Bob Black.
Hey there. Here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6/7 through 6/14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Do you love golf, boxing, soccer, wrestling? Then sign up for the podcast from your favorite sport and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the best programs directly to your computer every week, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button. You'll never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country, and I play whatever I wanted.
Sure, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Senor Roberto, and talking a little bit with the Kansas City Chiefs, specifically Jeremy Maclin. And it's interesting, you know, they made it sound as if there was a done deal in Buffalo, excuse me. And not so much, you know. The age comes into factor, whatever his contract demands are, because I would imagine he's looking for a 3-year deal. I can't see him getting anything more than a 2-year deal. And again, it when you look at it, all these things that I was talking about come into factor. And this is, you know, it's tough. No matter what the sport, it's younger. It doesn't really matter sometimes what your skill set is anymore. It's they're just not willing to pay it, and it's a short-term life. And like I said, you don't feel sorry for these guys, and I don't. But, you know, understand something. When most people are going into the prime of their career professionally, these guys are done. And then they have to get on with their lives. And a lot of them are not prepared to do it. They don't know how to handle their finances. Regardless, and that's one area where I will give credit to the National Football League. They really make the effort to guide these guys in their finances. They have all these seminars. They have, you know, ex-agents and people that, you know, have been in some cases have been taken care of, advantage of financially. And they try to get them wise advice. And it's not always easy. I mean, you know, sometimes the players don't want to listen, or, hey, we know better than you do, whatever the circumstances are. But, you know, and look, I'm not saying that Jeremy Maclin isn't going to be signed somewhere. He is. But if it doesn't end up being in Buffalo, if it ends up being, you know, somewhere else, it'll probably be for a team that has need at wide receiver once the season starts or once camp starts. And I saw, well, you know, he could go to Chicago, he could go to Cleveland, he could go to, understand something. These are teams that are building from the ground up. They're not bringing in Jeremy Maclin. They're not spending that kind of money. And if they could get him for the right price, yeah. There's a guy that was due to make almost $10 million this year. He's not walking in for $1 million. You know, would he go 3 for $15? Probably. With incentives. But yeah, you're not going to get him for less than that. And I mean, I understand why people would say the Bears. You know, Cameron Meredith got hurt. Hurt a ligament in his thumb. But, you know, I mean, the Bears brought in Victor Cruz. They got him for $1 million. You know, there's no big thing here. You know, Jeremy Maclin isn't going to be their guy going forward. And even though he's a you know, first receiver, yeah, now second receiver, really. He's not going to make you that much better to get you to the Super Bowl. So, you know, they've got to go, and he's got to go to a Buffalo Bill team, to a Dallas Cowboy team, to someone along those lines who, again, they're not going to spend money either. You know, get him at the right price. Come in. Keep your mouth shut because you're not going to get the ball as much as the primary receivers on that team. And go to town. You know, that's just how it is. So, like I said, those are those kind of curious moves where you say to yourself, well, all right, I get it, but I don't get it. Another one, and this is, you know, if you don't think what you do in public, and I'm going to give you two examples here. Seattle signs Austin Davis instead of Colin Kaepernick. Oops. You know, and this is with Trayvon Boykin, who's been arrested like 9 times now. Everybody assumes Colin Kaepernick is going to sign with somebody, and he will after a quarterback gets hurt. But people are misplacing what's going on with him. And what I mean by that is, yeah, there are certain teams that wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole because of the politics. I'll be flat out honest about it. But when you look at what he could bring to a team, when they're evaluating talent, let's be crystal clear about this. Nobody argues with Colin Kaepernick's skill set. He can play. But here's the reality. They're questioning his dedication to football. They are questioning, because of the politics, whether or not he's going to go off the rails, whether or not he's going to be dedicated in the offseason workouts, whether or not football and not social justice warrior is his number one priority. Colin Kaepernick has made all the money he ever needs to make in his life, if he's judicious with it. He has done very good things, and I will give him credit for this. He's donated to charities. He has had a revelation, evidently through his girlfriend, that material goods are not something he needs. So he emptied out his closets of all the suits, and he donated them to people who are looking to get jobs so they can go into an interview properly. Hopefully he donated to tailor services as well. But all joking aside, these are admirable things. And I will never knock him for that. But in the boardrooms, and we talked about Jeremy Maclin and his age, and the fact that even though it appears as if he still had skills between injury dollars and everything else, nobody is jumping right away to get him signed. Maybe they will. I don't know. But it's the same thing with Kaepernick. And they can scream all they want about him being blackballed from the league. I guarantee you there's a certain percentage of that. But if there are teams that have needs at quarterback and are worried about their backup situation at the very least, and maybe even a starting situation, if there was 100% no doubt that Colin Kaepernick was 100% dedicated to football, he would have already been signed. Because that's the nature of the business. You get fired for not getting the best talent. You know? Understand. You get fired for not getting the best talent. No jive. You know, so I mean, you could piss and moan about anything you want. But aside from the couple of teams, and there are some who just frankly will not touch him because of his politics, the rest are just questioning his dedication to football. That's all. You know. And that's it. And the social media freak out. Oh, Austin Davis. Oh. Mike Freeman from the NFL. Today a corpse was signed. Said the corpse fits their system better than Kaepernick. Come on. You know. Pete Carroll's statement, Colin's been a fantastic football player and will continue to be, but at this time we didn't do anything with it. But we know where he is and who he is. And Carroll's rationale was that he's a starter in this league and we have a starter. Now, I don't think that Pete Carroll would be intimidated by ownership and being told that you can't have this guy on the roster. You know, but I can understand why people would be questioning it. His time will come. He will play in the NFL again. You know, we always forget this is an injury-driven league. Somebody will get hurt. They always do. And if you don't have that backup who's prepared, you're going to get caught. I mean, you know, look at it strictly from the perspective. I'll throw it right out there, the Oakland Raiders. You know, look what happened to them last year. They were pointed with the possibility of being able to play in the Super Bowl because their team was that good. You know, still learning how to win. I don't think they would have made it. But even now, Derek Carr, Connor Cook, E.J. Manuel. Derek Carr goes down. Who the hell's leading that team? Connor Cook? Okay. E.J. Manuel? Come on. Not going to happen. So, yeah. It will happen for Colin Kaepernick because he is a starter, you know, albeit a lower tier starter, but still a starter in this league. His time will come. Don't freak out just because Austin Davis got signed. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. A little more NFL right after the short timeout. The Ryan brothers.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, if you put Nashville being in the Stanley Cup Finals along with a bar that is promoting smashing an automobile that has Pittsburgh Penguins colors on it, alcohol, and Robin Rex Ryan into the same random blender, you end up with a bar fight. It wasn't much of a fight. I saw the video. But Rex wearing a Bryce Harper jersey. Clown question, bro. Looked more like Rob was the instigator, but there were some patrons involved in an open-air bar, which got recorded from the street. This was great. A little bit of shoving. Evidently, one of the patrons said something to Rob. Set him off a little bit. I don't know if these guys are ever going to coach in the NFL again. Probably not. Rex already has him a broadcasting job. The only thing I could see happening with them now is probably going to a collegiate level somewhere as a duo, making a living there until they get thrown out for, you know, tapping co-eds or something, which is probably good, would happen. But, you know, again, some booze, a lot of booze. And the brothers Ryan. Well, bar's name is Smashville. We'll give him a little pop. You know. Bash a car. Had to do it. Well, that wasn't it. Smashville was the location. They were going to, all these bars hanging out there. Right by the Nashville Visitor Center. That was cool. Good way to promote the city. Well, that's it for the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Sorry about the voice. I'll be in better form tomorrow. Stay tuned for all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Have a great day, everybody.